To be a Jew. To be a Jew is an awesome responsibility. Every Jew must keep the entire Torah, from his bar mitzvah to his death. 613 laws, which dictate everything that a Jew does, from the time he awakes in the morning until the time he lays his head to rest at night. Every movement, every thought, every ripple in a Jewish heart is covered by God's holy Torah. The Jew has no rest in this world. First, he must spend his entire life learning Torah, so that he will not fail in his obligations because of ignorance. He is also obligated to educate his heart to the Torah approach to life. No time to waste, since every Jew has a mission in this world that he must fulfill. Now you may think, from what I've just said, it is much too difficult for a poor Jew to bear. How can a weak human being be expected to live such a difficult life? A Jew is not expected to live such a life. He is obligated to dedicate his whole life to Torah. What gives the Jew the strength to live such a dedicated life? What gives him the fortitude and determination to keep God's mitzvahs, even in the face of mortal danger? The answer is the divine love that Hashem has directed to his beloved children, and the love that Am Yisrael feels for their Father in heaven. What is divine love? It is God's all, his everything, his very essence. His relationship with the Jewish people is truth, and divine truth is love. The Torah is truth and love. Therefore, the Jew that lives a life of Torah lives a life of eternal truth and divine love. God's love for his Jewish people has no limits. His only reason for the creation of the world, with man at the center, was to create an extension of himself, a man that could live a physical life in a godly way. But man let foreign matter enter his purity. The Yetzer Hara entered, which brought pure man into an impure conflict with himself. Man fell from his greatest heights to his lowest depths. The Jewish people were created to bring man back to his former glory. They were given the Holy Torah to guide them every minute of their lives, so that they would not fail. What great godly love! What great divine chesed! Hashem gave his people exact guidelines of how to attain immortality and the delights of the world to come. What extreme kindness! Now all a Jew has to do is to live his short life in this world according to the Torah. So beautifully simple. The Yetzer Hara knows that when a Jew leaves his Torah for even one split second, he can enter the Jew's heart and destroy him forever. However, God's great affection for his Jewish people allows a truly repentant Jew to return to his father's loving home. Throughout history, there have been Jews who gave up their lives rather than give up their Torah. To die al kiddush Hashem is the greatest act of love a Jew can show his Creator. Still, many Jews have given up their Torah for the false idols of this world. History is coming to an end, and the day of reckoning is drawing near. The rejecters of God's love will perish forever, and peace will descend on the world. The rejecters of God's love will perish forever, and peace will descend on the world. Mashiach will be king, and the Torah will be life. Then the light of divine love will fill every corner of the universe and beyond. The heavens and the earth, men and angels, will sing God's praises. Then he will be one and his name one. And the earth and the universe and the heavens will be filled with his love.